Britain will leave the EU single market when it exits the European Union, but will pursue the greatest possible access to it under a free trade deal. Britain's Prime Minister, Theresa May, made the announcement in her most significant speech yet on her government's objectives from its Brexit negotiations with the EU. The British pound jumped as May promised that Britain's Parliament would get a vote on any final deal.
I believe in Europe.
The European Parliament has a new president. Italy's Antonio Tajani will replace outgoing president Martin Schulz, who's returning to German politics. EU lawmakers held four rounds of voting, the final round confirming Tajani. The 63-year-old has been a member of the EU Parliament since 1994 and belongs to the conservative Forza Italia party of former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. His closest rival was fellow Italian Gianni Pittella of the centre-left Progressive Alliance of Socialists and Democrats. At least 50 people have been killed after the Nigerian Air Force mistakenly bombed a camp for refugees fleeing the terror group Boko Haram. The bomb hit a facility in Ran in northeast Nigeria near the border with Cameroon. The Air Force said the raid was meant to target Boko Haram. Just 2 days before the Gambia's president-elect Adama Barrow is due to take power, the incumbent president has declared a state of emergency. Barrow has vowed to go ahead with his inauguration on Thursday despite the refusal of long-term president Yahya Jammeh to step down. Thousands have fled the country fearing political unrest. The Iraqi government says its forces are continuing to make gains against the so-called Islamic State. Iraqi forces say they have already captured most of eastern Mosul and have now launched an offensive to drive the jihadists from the west of the city, the militants' last stronghold in Iraq. The operation to root out IS is inflicting high civilian casualties, and more than 150,000 people have been displaced since October.
The governor of Istanbul says the man believed to be behind the New Year's Eve Reyna nightclub shooting has confessed to carrying it out. He says the suspect, named as Uzbek national Abdul Gadir Masharipov, received training in Afghanistan and that it was clear he was working for the so-called Islamic State group. Turkish police arrested Masharipov along with four others during a raid in a western district of Istanbul on Monday night.